We've got something pretty unique going on out in our transportation department right now. We have a bus driver training simulator that is one of only three in the United States. This is a training that's provided by our Region 6 Service Center, and it is out at transportation. And our bus drivers are going through some very realistic training in the simulator. They can sit down at a wheel and have this huge video screen in front of them, and simulations to include everything from rain, sleet, snow, even though we don't have that here that much, but they're being trained how to drive that bus in the snow, even something like a blowout. And so it's a real good way for our trainers to have some our drivers to have some professional development training in a pretty good scenario there.
Again, I'm going to test your knowledge of the transportation system in Bryan ISD, because if one is fixed on Bryan is just a city school district, they're mm-hmm. sadly mistaken on how much mileage
right.
in the district that these bus drivers go.
Our district covers 453 square miles, which means that about our 70 buses that are on the road every day cover a distance of about 7,000 miles a day, which is roughly the distance across the United States and back again. So it's imperative that our drivers are well-trained, and we've had a number of drivers all comment on just how great the training was, and they feel like it's giving them even more tools to be safe on the road.
And by the, I'm struggling to think as I'm finishing my third year here, the virtual absence of any bus driver incidents. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a testament to how they perform already, and this just adds to that.
Right. Unfortunately, we've had more incidents of other drivers, for some reason, not seeing that gigantic yellow school bus and running into us. And fortunately, none of those have been serious. But, yeah, we've been very lucky.